Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And from England, we hear from Father Richard Aunsworth, prior and parish priest of Holy Cross in Leicester, and lecturer in New Testament at Blackfriars in Oxford. His preaching today is entitled, Sharing in the Power of God Through Faith. And the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14.
When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Today's gospel follows on immediately from last week's story of the feeding of the 5,000, which is unusual in that it occurs in all four gospels. Apart from the Passion and the Resurrection, there's surprisingly little overlap between the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. But they all agree that we need to know about Jesus miraculously feeding his people in the desert. When it comes to the story of the walking on the water, we have something even more unusual, because it's found in Matthew, Mark, and John, but not Luke. However, Luke does have the story of the calming of the storm, which has similar themes. So I think we can safely conclude that all four evangelists think that another thing we absolutely have to have in our Gospels is a story of Jesus' mastery over nature, and over water in particular. In ancient Near Eastern mythology, there are lots of stories of gods conquering the waters. The Babylonians, for example, told a tale of Marduk slaying the dragon goddess of chaos, death, and the sea, Tiamat, in a battle to bring about creation. But for the people of Israel, there isn't even a contest. God effortlessly strides over the waters, subdues the chaos, brings creation into being by a word, and saves his people by and through water. For him, the sea monster is just a toy he made to play with. When Jesus calms the storm, the disciples ask themselves, "Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" And the answer is obvious, only God fits the bill. Now, as Jesus literally bestrides the waters of the Sea of Galilee, the disciples' familiar fishing ground, they see immediately its theological significance. The penny has dropped. And in particular, St. Peter recognizes what it means that Jesus says, "It is I." In Greek, ego eimi, I am, the name by which God identifies himself to Moses at the burning bush. Peter says to Jesus, "If you are, command me to come to you on the water." He shows here a profound insight. It's not a matter of Peter wanting to share in Jesus' magic powers, but rather he sees that if the Creator God, who brings order out of chaos, who strides the waters of the deep, is revealing himself in the person of this human being, is sharing in our humanity, then it is possible for us to share in his divinity, to ourselves conquer the chaos and destructiveness of our fallen world. But he also sees that this is possible only in response to an invitation from Jesus to come to him. The way to walk the waters of the deep is to keep our eyes fixed firmly on the eyes of our fellow human being, Jesus of Nazareth, the Palestinian carpenter's boy, the friend of sinners, the Son of God, our Creator and our Saviour. Because our religion isn't about magic powers, it's about a relationship lived in love with the living God. If we fail, if we lose sight of it, our only recourse, like St. Peter's, is to hold out our hands for mercy and cry, Lord, save me. I remember a Mass many years ago at which some of our brethren were making their final vows. The prior provincial said to the candidates, if you slip, if you lose sight of God, if you fail him, you can be sure of this, he will never fail you. This is true for all of us, and it means that we should never be afraid to ask Jesus to command us to come to him, striding over the waters in the confidence that he who feeds us with his body and blood does so to make us sharers in the majesty of his divinity.